WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by the Mutual Fund Store. Ted Cruz and his newly named running mate have a busy day ahead of them.
Senator Cruz and Carly Fiorina will hit the campaign trail together today. They'll be barnstorming the state of Indiana together. This state certainly holds an oversized importance for their campaign now. The stakes have been significantly raised.
Correspondent Sunlin Serfati on the Democratic side. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders still insists he's in this to win it.
But he acknowledged the current reality.
I am very good in arithmetic, and I can count delegates, and we are behind today.
Then he threw a change into his standard stump speech. Sanders said if they don't win, they intend to win every delegate that they can.
So that when we go to Philadelphia in July, we're going to have the votes to put together the strongest progressive agenda that any political party has ever seen.
I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
Senator Ted Cruz's campaign co-chairman in Virginia, State Senator Dick Black, has gone to Syria to meet with officials in the Bashar Assad government.
Black says he will advocate for better relationships between Assad and the U.S., according to the official Syrian news agency. The state senator raised eyebrows back in 2014 when he sent a letter to Assad praising him. It was posted on the Syrian president's Facebook page. Black is expected to meet with Assad during his visit. The Cruz campaign has not commented. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Investigators reportedly found prescription painkillers on Prince at the time of his death, and investigators have now brought in the DEA to help with the case.
Their role is to figure out who prescribed this, if there was any prescription, if he had a legal prescription, and if there was some other source for this drug. This is a very commonly used abuse drug, opioids, and it's tightly controlled by the DEA. They know the records of doctors and so on who prescribe these medications.
Correspondent Evan Perez. Verizon has a message for its striking workers. End the picketing or lose your health care coverage.
This is just a scare tactic, according to Candace Johnson with the Communications Workers of America. And
it's not going to work this time.
Because if Verizon takes health insurance away from striking workers, the union has a program set up to meet its workers' health care needs.
Our locals have communicated this to members, so we believe that members will continue to stand strong because there's very important issues at stake in the strike.
Including health care premiums. A Verizon spokesman didn't return our calls by deadline. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A House committee has taken a step toward requiring women to register for the military draft.
California Republican Duncan Hunter, a former Marine, was the member of the House Armed Services Committee who proposed the amendment to the annual defense policy bill requiring women to register for the draft when they turn 18. The committee approved it 32-20, but Hunter ended up voting against his own amendment. He says he just wanted to start a discussion about how the Pentagon's decision to open all combat jobs to women failed to consider that women don't have to register for the draft. Other committee members say it's time to end draft registration completely. I'm Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Secret Service is developing a plan to raise and reinforce the White House fence. The plan is to make the fence about 5 feet higher than it is now and add a concrete foundation. If approved, work would begin in a couple of years. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,042, the Nasdaq at 4863. Sports, the Nats manage just two hits and lose to Philadelphia. The O's avoid the sweep with a win in Tampa Bay, and the Caps host the Penguins tonight in game one of their playoff series. WMAL News Time 704. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Don't be surprised by the spring rains.
We do have a slight chance for a shower.
Know before you go with accurate and dependable forecasts.
Probably going to be some problems with some power outages.
From the Weather Channel and Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where will you be in 2030? Will you have the same job? How healthy will you be? Will your retirement investments be in good shape? Will you be closer to retirement? Or will you be wondering if that day will ever come? At the Mutual Fund Store, we're thinking about your 2030 right now. That's because our advisors are always focused on your future. And what that means is simple. It means we'll help get you prepared for things down the road, even things like financial events you might not want to face. It also means we'll make sure your financial plan is working as hard as you do. With the Mutual Fund Store, you'll have a better picture of what lies ahead. So when 2030 does come, you'll know where you stand. Discover what a goal-based approach to investing could do for you. Visit MutualFundStore.com and let's start working towards your goals with a free portfolio review.
Hi, I'm Ken Greer at the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
Need your home sold guaranteed? ITrustFrank.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on I-95. Delays continue to grow. We're now heavy before you get to the ICC, so just south of 198, and that's stop and go to get you down to the Beltway. Along the way, we had a crash before the lane divide. Onto the outer loop in through Silver Spring past Georgia Avenue with the stop and go. Leaving Burtonsville, if you use 198, we do have a crash along the way on 198, right near Riding Stable Road. Very tricky bend there. Watch for police direction, so that puts it on 198 between 29 and I-95. Ellicott City has been a tough morning. Jammed as 29 southbound, south of Route 100. Please tell me they now have everything on the shoulder, but the damage is done. I-70 is jammed back at 40, and this is all to go south on 29. 270, it's been about the volume. Now Virginia on Route 7, the broken down. As you head toward Claiborne Parkway, all lanes have been reopened. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Little damp here on this Thursday. Unsettled weather for a couple of days. Cool temperatures, too. We'll see periods of rain coming in as we go through later this morning into the afternoon. Temperatures in the upper 50s. That's it. And we'll see more showers early tonight, then cloudy later, 50. Another round of showers tomorrow morning, overcast for Friday afternoon, a cool 60. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 54 in Burke, 56 in La Plata, 55 in Washington. Official Washington is finding ways to warm up to Donald Trump. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:05 this morning, Dr. Llewellyn Ferris will go over the Donald Trump foreign policy speech that was delivered yesterday. What did he think about it? We'll find out at 8:05. 8:35, Jake Tapper from CNN. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
My foreign policy will always put the interests of the American people and American security above all else. Has to be first. Has to be. That will be the foundation of every single decision that I will make.
Donald Trump yesterday laying out in broad strokes his foreign policy and national security vision for when he hopes will be the Commander-in-Chief of the United States of America. Joining us right now, Scotty Nell Hughes, old friend of our program, of course, regular fill-in guest here, and also a regular on pretty much every cable network ever created.
You can't swing a cat on cable news without finding Scotty on the air.
Also author of the book.
I don't really know what that means.
Of the book Roar. Hello, Scotty. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm trying to decide if that was a compliment or a backhanded insult.
Oh, no, my gosh. There. It's the greatest compliment. We are jealous. You know that.
Yeah.
Well, at least you didn't point out Saturday Night Live, because I know the two of you were such fans of theater and comedy, and at least you didn't point out, you know, that the Saturday Night Live sketch has suddenly...
Can I just say this about that? You ain't nobody till you've been lampooned on Saturday Night Live. That is a badge of honor. Wear it proudly.
Well, let me just say this, Brian. There's three things we can agree on, and most importantly, that we need to make American grapes again.
American grapes.
Scotty, let's talk about your candidate's foreign policy speech yesterday. Some people are raising concerns over the term America First, putting America first, because America First, of course, was a slogan of many, people who were neutral during the build-up to World War II. What's your reaction to that criticism?
Well, I think it's been so long, Brian, that we've actually had America be put first in our foreign policy that it sounds a little bit odd, but it should not. Every other country puts their ideas first before they sit there and they go into any foreign conflict. Why should America be any different? When we're looking at things like NATO and other different programs and treaties that we've signed, we're pouring millions and billions of dollars into it, and no one else is. And then we're not reaping any of the benefits that come from it. And you look at things like, and you look at NATO, and you look at things in Europe, all Mr. Trump is asking is, first of all, give us the respect. We'll go in there, we'll help you out, but give us the respect we deserve for it, which is something that is missing. And two, you also need to have a bigger chunk of the game, especially if it's on your border. So I don't think there was anything that, you know, yesterday, whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, a liberal, a progressive, I think a lot of people could find at least a few points in there that they agreed with has been missing from the foreign policy of the current administration.
He also said that we should be friends to our friends and unpredictable to our enemies. And I think a lot of people listen to that said, you know, that sort of makes a lot of sense.
I think it is, too, especially when you're sitting here. I mean, the great thing about technology today is everybody has access to it. You don't necessarily have to live in your local region to watch your local news. You turn on great networks, and you sit there and you see this entire plan laid out. And we have had a president, time and time again, has literally gone on there and announced every date, time, almost to the exact key of where we're going to strike.
Yeah, that's true. That is absolutely true.
What do you think if Commander-in-Chief Donald Trump... when he's in charge of our military, how do you think things will be different within the first 100 days in terms of our rules of engagement and in terms of how we are approaching our enemies in the Middle East and in Afghanistan?
I think, first of all, we're going to do things that make sense. We're going to go after not only if we do have to have a strike, we're also going to strike them where it hurts most, their pocketbook, the banks. We're going to go after the source of their funding, something that this president has been almost afraid to do for some reason. We're going to make sure that we shut off every chance that we have, every opportunity that we can to make sure that they're not being funded and using basically some of our own materials against our soldiers.
Can I just really, really quickly, just so I can more focus the question. Donald Trump has criticized the president because he has refrained from bombing because he's been afraid of killing civilians or hurting, the environment. Not a concern for Donald Trump? He's okay killing civilians?
Well, he's not okay killing civilians, but at the same time, you also have to realize, are they necessarily, if they know that their family members are doing this, they need to be calling themselves out. And saying that might happen in that first 100 days is not anywhere near realistic. I think you obviously have to get a president who realizes what is going on. And any president comes in there and says, I'm going to go carpet bomb within the first 100 days, is irresponsible, not knowing the national security secrets that even a senator might not know, but especially someone like Mr. Trump, who is an outsider, who has not been given the access or the privilege at this point of all the security clearance needed to find out what exactly is going on behind closed doors. Now, granted, we probably get as much of a briefing on the nightly news from our president and the White House team as it is, as we do, as the president gets. But at the same time, you also have to let the man actually get his hands on the ground, his feet on the ground, the right people put into place. And I think that's what you're going to find with Mr. Trump and the military. We're going to have people who actually know the right way to do things and not just go in there for PR stunts and invest 250 extra soldiers into Syria that does nothing to actually solve the problem and get us out of there and get us out of the region.
And yet, I know this was the hope of the Trump people. This would be the major discussion of what was going on yesterday. But Trump got trumped by the announcement of Carly Fiorina as Ted Cruz's running mate. Any thoughts on that?
Oh, absolutely. As I sat here and I had to dig through my
I thought you might, yeah.
And I had to dig through my attic on all my talking points of Carly. I mean, first of all, this is unprecedented. You know, you announce your running mate if you actually have a chance of winning. And right now, this was, you know, one of a Hail Carly, I think it's what the USA Today posted. I put it as a Hail Hospital, because what he has just done is for all of these conservatives out there who are once again trying to brand him as the honest conservative. We had a major backlash happen when he branded himself with Kasich on Sunday and Monday and formed that alliance. That didn't work. I mean, Kasich got dropped like my junior prom date, like the day after. Now he's on to Carly. And I think soon people are going to remember that Carly was the one who took Sandra Fluke's side in going up against Rush Limbaugh. Carly is the one who time and time again went against Ted Cruz for the shutdown.
Wait. Scotty, no, Hughes, you know I love you. But you're going to criticize Ted Cruz for aligning himself with John Kasich and Carly Fiorina because they're not authentic conservatives, and yet your guy has Chris Christie standing behind him every time?
He's not having him as a running mate. He hasn't formed an alliance with him.
He hasn't formed an alliance with Chris Christie? Are you sure about that?
He has an endorsement. He has an assertive. He hasn't sat there and said, I'm going to tell people to vote for his folks, I'm going to sit here. I mean, he's not doing political maneuvers with Chris Christie. These are folks, they're kind of like your distant cousins. There's people you invite to your wedding, and there's people that's standing on your side while you're taking your marriage vows. Chris Christie is invited to the Trump wedding because right now, basically, he offers a lot of great things. But that doesn't mean that he's going to be his best man. What Ted Cruz did yesterday is align himself with a person who has failed in California, who has failed in business, who came in seventh in Iowa, who has sat there and taken every chance she could to align with the establishment against conservatives, And that's the reason why she lost the campaign. I don't see what Carly brings to the ticket except aligning herself with Hillary Clinton and going and playing this woman card versus Donald Trump. And it's going to fail because the people don't like it with, the conservatives don't like it with Hillary Clinton, and they're going to not like it with Carly Fiorina when she plays that card either.
Oh, come on, Scotty. Tell us what you really think.
All right, you know, Scotty Hughes. Back in the nation's capital. We feel your presence. Scotty.
Give it 3 hours. You've been warned.
Oh, all right. You'll be here in 3 hours. Right. Good to know.
All right.
Thanks for joining us, Scotty.
Good stuff, Scotty. Appreciate it. It is now 7:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66, the crash now over to the shoulder as you try to work through Manassas, but delays out of Gainesville. And, of course, everyone coming out of Gainesville picking up the extra volume, looking for that alternate and taking 29 through the battlefield. A little bit of a sloppy morning commute with the rain and drizzle. Extra time definitely needed. On Route 7, eastbound at Claiborne Parkway, the broken down has been cleared. In Ashburn, Belmont Ridge Road, north of the toll road at Sicklin Road, had the accident as well, but they say the travel lanes are now open, just recovering with those lingering delays. To the Wilson Bridge, back before St. Barnabas Road, then a heavy on 295 pushing north toward the Naval Research Lab. Ellicott City, a recovery trying to be in place here because we had an earlier crash. Blocked two lanes, southbound 29, south of Route 100, and is jammed off of I-70. Metro Rail, quick note, they are still single tracking blue and silver trains between Morgan Boulevard and Stadium Armory with a track problem. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, look, rain for the next 24 hours. Basically, that's it. Not a lot of rain, but you're going to get wet. High of 58 today. Tonight, 50 degrees. Tomorrow, near 60, and it'll start The rain will move out after about noon, and the high will be 60. Saturday, in the upper 60s, mostly cloudy. Sunday, rush showers could return. Temperatures in the mid-60s. Currently in the nation's capital, 55 degrees. It is 7:17 on WMAL.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Oh, you just heard Scotty Nell Hughes' take on Carly Fiorina being selected as Ted Cruz's running mate. We want to get your opinion on it. Is this a game changer? Is it a Hail Mary? Is it desperation? Or is it just kind of something interesting that might actually help Ted Cruz if, in fact, there is a convention flight? Or does none of this matter because Donald Trump is going to lock up all the delegates before they get to Cleveland? We would love to hear your opinion. Give us a call, 888-630-WMAL.
Today, I'm very proud and very humbled and honored to announce that I have accepted Senator Ted Cruz's offer to be his vice president for the Republican nomination.
There it was, and it really definitely, listen, I don't know if this is a game changer for the election. I don't think it's a game changer for Indiana or California or for, you know, going to a convention. I still think that Donald Trump is definitely in the catbird seat. Here's what I do think. Ted Cruz won the media narrative for a day that should have been completely owned by Donald Trump. And it is very rare that Donald Trump doesn't get his media message out in a full way when he expects it to. Yesterday should have been all about Donald Trump's wins on Tuesday and about his foreign policy speech, and instead it was about this.
Yeah, look, I think that he won the media narrative. He drew attention on a day when Donald Trump was expected to be the dominant story, and it turned out not to be the case. I like Carly Fiorina. I've always liked her. Since that first time we met her over at CPAC and she sat down with us and talked, I really like her. And I think she is liked by a lot of people in the Republican Party. And several things. She softens Ted Cruz a bit. And it's a good chemistry between the two of them. Number two, she can talk about things in a very passionate way. She's such a good and staunch defender of conservative values and ideas and principles, and I love that. And as a running mate, she could go after Hillary in a way that Ted Cruz couldn't simply because she's a woman. Now, will she get the chance to do that?
Yeah,
that remains to be seen because it's not at all clear that Ted Cruz can prevail here. He's hoping on a contested convention, and that's the only way he can become the nominee, but it was an interesting way to grab attention, and I think it worked for him. I think it's a pretty smart move politically. I'm not sure in the grand scheme of things it has much impact because I'm not sure he can get the nomination.
All right, let's get to your calls. Pat and Bowie, jump on in here. You're on WMAL. Go, Pat.
Hey, good morning, guys. Long-time listener.
Hey,
Larry, you're just amazing me here, though. I had to call in. Listening to you over the past week, it's amazing to me how you're trying to maintain this neutral position, but you're clearly anti-Trump. And listen, I say that from being a very strong Cruz supporter until about 3 weeks ago. Trump scares me a bit, quite honestly. But I mean, your comment today to Scotty about, is Trump in favor of bombing civilians? You made a comment yesterday about, well, listen, the states that Trump has won are blue states, so, you know, what's really the impact? Well, that would have been the case no matter what Republican won. So, you know, I think your sentiments are coming through. I feel like I'm listening to Rachel Maddow here.
Oh, wow. Okay, Pat. Well, listen, I'm so anti-Trump that I went to your call first, okay?
Yeah, that's right.
And let you have your say. Just so you know, I get just
well,
as...
Well, that proves that you're neutral.
Thanks, Pat. I'm not... I try to present the topics here. We both do. Brian and I do. Here's the thing. I have just as many people in emails and Twitter who say that I'm in the tank for Trump.
Let me just say, I got to step in here because I'm getting tired of this crap.
I really am.
I get tired of it because, you know... Half the people criticize us because they think we're supporting Trump. Half the people are criticize us because they think that we're too much in the tank for Trump. I mean, our Cruz. It doesn't matter. You know, we get it from all sides. We're just telling you what we think about the news of the moment, and that's the best I can tell you. We look at what is happening and we give you our assessment of it based on our experience and our viewpoints, and that's what we do. But I mean, I'm going to support the Republican nominee. Period.
Absolutely. Scott and Frederick. Fredericksburg, proudly, by the way. I will proudly support whoever emerges. Scott in Fredericksburg here on WMAL.
Morning.
Hey.
I think you guys did a great job. I listen to you guys every morning. I think you guys are pretty balanced in what you do. I think you're digging for the logic in people's arguments.
That's right. Exactly.
Right. And that brings me to my point. I was really infuriated when Scotty was talking and attacking Ted Cruz on his conservative credentials. Are you kidding me? Coming out of the Trump camp?
Yeah.
This is a guy who spent 60 years on the other side of the aisle, shoveling money as fast as he could at the Democrats. And not only that, but espousing their views in public and then doing it in his behavior in private. And now he's going to roll up here at the 11th hour and be like, hey, I'm the real deal.
Thank you, Scott. And you know what? And I appreciate that. We really are trying to get takes on the Carly Fiorina selection, and we want to continue with that. Because honestly, if we wanted to open up the phone lines every morning and say, tell us your real feelings about Donald Trump or Ted Cruz, we could do that all morning long.
But then, what purpose does that serve?
Exactly. But I do appreciate your passion. All right. Well, more of your calls about Carly in a moment at 7:22.
Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring only to find it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with McCarthy for only $59. Call 703-924-1650.
Have you got bags under your eyes? Why do you have them? Well, I mean, you may have them because of stress or physical issues and maybe genetic. I guess what I mean is, why do you still have them when you know that Genucel will get rid of them? That's what I know because I've used Genucel for a couple of years now and I still use it and I love it. It's all natural. It uses plant stem cell technology. It's just a gel. It's not makeup. It's not. It's a gel. It's just a little gel. It's like a little lotion. You put it under your eyes when you wake up and when you go to bed, and it works. By the way, with its instant effects, you're going to see results in the first 12 hours with Genucel or your money back. And now during the Chamonix Spring Clearance Event, Chamonix is going to double your order absolutely free. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Call them now and order Chamonix. They're going to upgrade you to free shipping for a limited time. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7070. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7070. That's proflowers.com, secret code 7070.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Cancer is the most formidable of foes, made of renegade genes that mutate to stay alive. But what if there were an entire community of leading international cancer specialists. A cancer dream team that can use a patient's own DNA to treat her cancer. At Inova, it's no dream. We've recruited some of the foremost cancer specialists in the country. Find a cancer doctor at inova.org/cancer. Inova. Join the future of health.
It's 7:25 now on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First for the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And to the Wilson Bridge we go, almost back at Route 5, Branch Avenue, but it's been about the volume. 210 just slowing, pushing north toward the Beltway. Through Clinton, 5 has been good to the Beltway. Topside, College Park to Silver Spring. Get ready, Ellicott City, because we have a huge delay here. South on 29, the crash south of Route 100 finally cleared out of the travel lanes, but intense volume. 270, it's just been about the stop and go for sure. Still with us, and a lot of this commute in the rain and drizzle. 66 coming out of Gainesville into Manassas, crash over to the shoulder. Metro Rail, they are still single tracking blue and silver trains between Morgan Boulevard and Stadium Armory. They had a track problem outside of Addison Road. Traffic update brought to you by Here Maps. Now, wherever the open road takes you, find your way with Here Maps. It's the free app that has maps for the entire world. Offline turn-by-turn navigation means you don't need to use your data plan. Get it now at here.com/maps. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Deb here on this Thursday as the rain will begin southwest to northeast as we continue to roll through this morning. Periods of rain developing, upper 50s for the daytime highs today. That rain should start tapering off later this evening. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 56 degrees, 726.
I know two girls that I just adore. I'm so happy I can see them more. 'Cause we travel on the bus all day.
Carly Fiorina singing to Ted Cruz's little daughters yesterday, which definitely was a moment that people had strong feelings about one way or the other. Some people loved it. Some people
I thought it was sweet.
Mocked it mercilessly on Twitter. We're asking you, what do you think of this decision and whether it'll even make a difference? How about Lynn in Annapolis? Lynn, you're on WMAL.
Yes, can you hear me?
Sure, yeah, can. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much for having me on. Personally, I think it's a desperation move. I like Carly as a VP candidate, always have. She's a fighter. She has been effective and stays on message. But I think it is a desperation move on Ted Cruz's part because he gives up the option on a contested convention to use the VP in order to sway delegates or to bring into somebody.
Interesting, Lynn. That's right. He can't trade. If he does go to a second, third, fourth ballot, he can't trade delegates or trade a VP slot for delegates. That's a good point. Greg and Olney here on WMAL. Greg.
Hey, Greg.
I think, you know, Cruz may have Carly, but Trump has Bobby Knight. And Bobby Knight knows they're not shooting at a ring when they play basketball.
Yeah, that was a tough one to stomach.
Yeah, that one.
You're in Indiana. Ted Cruz is in Indiana. He's trying to ingratiate himself.
Ring.
Yeah, he shot a ball through the ring. That's not a slam dunk there. That was an air ball.
It is 7:28.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs. Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, and April is the height of the spring real estate market. People ask us all the time, how can you charge so little? I reply, why are the others still charging so much? Our hybrid model sells homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $2.5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at wilsonrealtygroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now, 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365.
While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Coming up in just a moment, do government managers abuse this idea of putting people on administrative leave and then just leaving them forever to get rid of their problem? But hey, the taxpayers, we ended up having to pay for those people who aren't doing anything. Congress wants to change that. At least some do. We'll talk about it coming up after the news, 7:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Indiana holds its primary next Tuesday, and suddenly the Hoosier state has taken on an outsized significance in the race for the Republican nomination.
If Donald Trump wins the state or gets a lion's share of the state's 57 delegates, his pathway towards the nomination becomes very clear. Ted Cruz now more or less camping out in that state over the next couple of days. The hopes, stop Donald Trump in Indiana, work on the relationship and the alliance with John Kasich going forward. There is still an opportunity to block Donald Trump, but as Trump has said himself, presumptive nominee is a term that not only has a nice ring to it if you work inside the campaign, but could become a reality very soon.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. Meanwhile, a sign of trouble in the Bernie Sanders campaign.
They're laying off more than 200 staffers out of 550. This is after that disappointing showing Tuesday night where he lost four out of the five states that voted. Now, Sanders' team says this is the natural progression of every campaign, with so many states already having voted in this primary process. While the Sanders folks are saying this is not a big deal, there's nothing to see here, we know these are not generally the moves you make if you think you're going to be the nominee.
Correspondent Athena Jones. Verizon has reportedly sent letters to its striking workers insisting that they return to the job or face losing their health care benefits. 36,000 Verizon workers across the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast have been on strike for 2 weeks now. And a barricade situation is over in Alexandria. It started around 10 last night with a report that someone in a home on East Reed Avenue had fired shots. Police surrounded the home overnight, evacuating some nearby homes. But an hour or so ago, police finally gained entry into the home and discovered nobody was there. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,042, the Nasdaq at 4863. Sports, the Nationals lose to the Phillies again, the Orioles beat the Rays, and the Caps take on the Penguins tonight in Game 1 of their playoff series. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Your retirement is on your mind. Will your retirement years be financially secure? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Back by popular demand is one of my most popular seminars, Preparing for Retirement. Make sure you're doing everything right for your retirement years. The seminar will show you how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts, how to get the most from Social Security, and how to make sure your assets are protected and distributed as you want. Investments, Social Security, and wills and trusts. Master these so you can enjoy a comfortable and successful retirement. The seminar comes to Loudoun County and Alexandria Tuesday and Wednesday, May 10th and 11th, both 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricestelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Waving to someone and then realizing you don't know them. Embarrassing. Walking through a screen door at a large party. Embarrassing. Talking to your doctor about your poop? Come on, it's your doctor. He's heard it all before. So don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor if you have frequent diarrhea, unexplained weight loss, gas, bloating, or stomach pain. Because if you have just one of these symptoms, you could have a medical condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. It means your pancreas isn't making enough enzymes to break down the food you eat. But the good news is, EPI is a manageable condition. Go to identifyepi.com and take the symptom quiz. That's identifyepi.com. Print out your answers, bring it to your doctor, and just talk about your symptoms. Don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor. Go to identifyepi.com to learn more.
Brought to you by AbbVie.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
You've heard me tell you about our $78 AC tune-up from my stand-up guys at Snell. And along the way, we've heard of other companies following in our path. But one thing I've learned, not all air conditioner tune-ups are created equal. In fact, there are a lot of Johnny-come-latelys willing to sell you an air conditioner tune-up. But you'd do just as well to beat it with a broom and shine a flashlight at it. Hi, this is Dave Snell. The Snell AC tune-up is a thorough 20-point process, including a cleaning and safety inspection. It's real value for your hard-earned money, protecting the safety and comfort of your family. My stand-up guys will spend 90 full minutes restoring your home comfort system to factory specs. So before you go and buy an air conditioner tune-up from just anyone, make sure you know exactly what you're paying for. And when in doubt, just call the stand-up guys from Snell.
703-450-6300 for the stand-up guys from Snell. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Monday in Columbia or Thursday in Fairfax. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 66 eastbound. Accident activity has been on the right shoulder for some time as you work in toward Manassas. And that looks like they've called for the fire truck again and an ambulance. That they blocked the right side of the roadway, jammed out of Gainesville, pushing past the crash, and then the volume continuing past Centerville as well. North on 95 in Triangle for the crash. Also still with the lingering delays just north the 17 Falmouth for the heavy rush hour. A lot of this a little bit sloppy with the rain and drizzle. Taking Maryland 50 out of Annapolis and Bowie. Good past 301, but then the closer you get to the Beltway, just like yesterday, have a crash. Inbound 50 right near 704 prior to the Beltway. Southbound 29 Ellicott City, the crash south of Route 100 over to the shoulder. And Metro Rail no longer single tracking blue and silver trains, but residual delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wetter as the morning goes on with showers and occasional rain rolling in, and it looks like it'll be a fairly damp mid to late morning into the afternoon with occasional rainfall, maybe quarter of an inch. Temperatures only in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 53 in Stafford, 55 in Bethesda, 55 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Collins Firm. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Time is 7:37. You're listening to WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk every morning with Brian and Larry. Coming up at 8:05, Dr. Waleed Faris. He is a Trump National Security Advisor, and we'll get his take on yesterday's speech, specifically Donald Trump's policies toward the Middle East. And then at 8:35, Jake Tapper, CNN. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
All right, listen, I know we have a lot of government workers who listen to our program each morning as they make their way down to Capitol Hill or to different government agencies or in the intelligence or military complex that is, it's the company. We are a company town and the company is government.
That is the business of our area.
That's what, right. So here's what I want to know. Have you seen managers, middle managers or managers at your particular agency or place of employment within the government abuse this idea of administrative leave? Here's the thing. A lot of times you got a troublesome employee or somebody that is suspected of misconduct, and so this person gets put on administrative leave, and they're sort of parked over here and said, I'm sorry, you're on administrative leave, but you know what? While you're being investigated, you're going to get paid. Mm-hmm. And sometimes these people stay on the payroll for 6 months. A year. It happened. It really does happen. And so my question is, first of all, have you seen this in your workplace? And is it abused? And second of all, do you think there ought to be a limit? I raise this because there is something called the Administrative Leave Reform Act making its way through Capitol Hill right now, put forward by a guy named Jason Chaffetz of Utah. And he says, look, if you're going to use administrative leave, you got 14 days. 14 days to put somebody on administrative leave. If it's misconduct, then in 14 days you either got to put them back on the job or fire them. Within 14 days, if it's something about misconduct, you got to make a decision. If you have an investigation that requires somebody to be fired, 14 days, and you got to make a decision. And I think that's a great idea. I think it's a wonderful idea because I have a feeling that taxpayers are getting hit an awful lot for people who are sitting in administrative leave. They're troublesome employees, and the manager's solution is, I can't deal with this. I'm just going to put them on administrative leave. And they sit there and just bring in the money for doing nothing.
They can't fire them, right?
They can't. It's difficult to fire them.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, do you think this, have you seen it, first of all? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Give me the stories. You don't have to tell exactly where you work. You can cover your tracks a little bit. I understand the sensitivity there. Give me that story. Also, do you think they should have a limit on this? Should you say within 14 days, make a decision? You got to either, you know, fish or cut bait. 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
I will go one step further. I have not worked in federal government or in any level of government, so I can't give you a firsthand account. But I not only do I believe that this happens all the time, I would venture to say that there are some employees out there who aim for this, mm-hmm. that this is a goal of theirs, that they break the rules in such a way that they can't be fired, but they get on put administrative leave. You know, sometimes my past in the entertainment business can really lend something to the conversation. I know that we joke that it's, you know, y'all pretend that I was, you know, dancing and singing on Broadway, but I worked with management. I represented theater owners and producers against unions, these entrenched 100-year-old unions. And let me tell you something about the musicians union on Broadway. They had a thing called walkers. Every single theater had a minimum number of musicians. You know, Broadway theater, you have to have 17 musicians in the orchestra. If the show comes in and it only requires 15 musicians, you still have to hire the extra two musicians. They're called walkers. You know what they would do? Every night at 8 o'clock showtime, they would sign their name on the call sheet and then they would leave. And they would get paid a full week's salary as a musician because the union had this minimum in there. And not only is that insidious and it's ridiculous and it's counterproductive to American values, but it was a goal. Musicians begged to be a walker. you would think a musician taking pride in their work and their craft. And no, this what their aim was to have enough seniority so they could be a walker, so that they could be paid for doing nothing.
Come in,
and
sign the paper, and
you,
take off.
I yeah. guarantee you there are federal workers. When they get in there and they know the rules, they say, all right, my goal is to get on administrative leave. It's like a vacation forever.
All right. Well, look, the phone lines are going crazy. Let's hear your stories. Tom in Annapolis, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Good morning. It sounds like you have an animus against federal employees who have been treated that way. I say treated that way because oftentimes, or sometimes, the federal employee is not at fault. There's nepotism, either familial or whatever. They want to bring in new people. So instead of putting you on administrative leave, they kick you off to the sideline, temporarily replace you with a contractor, and let you sit in your room doing hardly anything, even though you want to do something.
Yeah,
you want to get promoted.
Now, I do believe that is also the case. I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right about it. Sometimes it is used the other way.
Both ways. I haven't seen administrative leave as much as denigrating and degrading and benign neglect of someone until she leaves or he leaves. And it happens time and again. And I'll tell you, the American people, as a former military person, if I treated my subordinates in the military like you get treated in some of these agencies, you'd have an uproar. And Chavez ought to be careful what can of worm he opens up, because he's going to hear it all.
All right. All right. Thank you for that, Tom. I appreciate the call. Mike in Stafford, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Mike.
Morning. Good morning, sir. I work in one of the intel agencies for the government. And one of the unintended consequences is somebody conducts is involved in inappropriate action is they might lose their security clearance. And if they're working in a facility that requires them to have that security clearance, you can't let them come in. You also can't afford to escort them, so you waste a lot of time. And the security clearance process is pretty complicated. There's lots of rights, a lot of opportunity to appeal. So many times, individuals who are in the process of possibly losing their security clearance are placed on administrative leave, and sometimes that can take up to 6 months.
Wow. Wow. That's interesting. Well, and the taxpayers are paying the
of
whole
course.
Time.
Of course. Yeah. I wonder if I just really fast since you're in it, what kind of behavior would make someone lose their security clearance like that? Maybe keeping top secret or classified emails on a private server? Would that do the trick?
Yeah, would that do it?
Oh, well, yes, sir. That would result in administrative leave. That would be permanent leave.
Right. Just asking for a friend.
Yeah, we're just mildly curious. Thank you for that. More of your calls straight ahead. It is now 7:44 on WMAL.
I'm very fired up.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
This is crazy.
Washington's Mall.
They're nuts.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Mother's Day just around the corner, and you don't want to take mom for granted. You want to show her how much you appreciate your unique and individual mom. Surprise her with something unexpected like Sherry's Berries. And today only, freshly stripped strawberries from Sherry's Berries and one dozen assorted roses can be shipped $39.99. Two perfect gifts coming from one place. It's a perfect idea. By the way, the berries are dipped in milk white and dark chocolatey goodness. They're topped with all kinds of good toppings. The berries themselves are huge, fresh, succulent, juicy, and delicious. The flowers have a beautiful, vibrant color and a 7-day freshness guarantee. Here's the only way to get this incredible 1-day deal. Juicy, huge berries, a dozen assorted roses, $39.99. Just go to berries.com, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Type in my name, Brian Wilson. That's Brian Wilson, the secret code, berries.com. The amazing deal is up for today only, so make sure you order now.
It is 7:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
That sounds delicious. Oh, okay, here we go. Virginia 95. We have an accident in Triangle. Northbound blocks the left lane. Beyond, I still see the volume. Woodbridge heading up to Newington. It's been an open ride on 395 this morning, but the heavy rush hour in place. Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Now, here we go, Maryland on 29 southbound. We're talking about this crash most of the rush hour. Leaving Ellicott City, southbound 29, south of 100. Still remains on the shoulder. Still jammed off of I-70. And now looks like we have a northbound accident. It's going to be north of 32 on 29 as you pass Broken Land Parkway with the tie-up there. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, southbound there 32, jammed in each direction through Laurel. George-Washington Parkway lanes are reported open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Little damp here on this Thursday. Unsettled weather for a couple of days. Cool temperatures, too. See periods of rain coming in as we go through later this morning into the afternoon. Temperatures in the upper 50s. That's it. And we'll see more showers early tonight, then cloudy later. 50. Another round of showers tomorrow morning. Overcast for Friday afternoon. A cool 60. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It is now 66 degrees at 7:47 on WMAL. Jason Chaffetz wants to limit the use of administrative leave in government situations to 14 days. You either got to do something or put them back to work because he thinks that administrative leave is being abused. What do you think, government workers? Leo and Roundhill, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Hey, guys. I saw it in a kind of in a different way, and everybody forgets this. It was called sequestration. That all those employees that, you know, government employees were let go. You know, for a short time. It was 1 day a week for what? It's like 14 weeks. And there was supposed to be cutting back on the budget, but what it did is all they got was a big check at the end
for doing
to
nothing.
Pay them all back.
Well, you make a good point. And that was an interesting and a very different situation, though, however. It is now 7:47 on WMAL.
Let's continue with your calls. Ann and Chantilly, you're on WMAL. Go ahead, Ann.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I work for DOD, and I've seen this process happen. And as an earlier caller said, security clearance is often the issue. Some agencies may not require the level of security clearance that DOD does. But if there's, for example, a mental health issue, physical threats against coworkers, a letter will come out almost immediately saying to suspend the clearance. And the commander of the facility then makes the decision, will I keep the person in the office on what might be called paperclip duty, pulling them off? Yeah, that's what it's called. Pulling them off the computer. They can't access it.
Wow.
They sit in the corner and count highlighters or collect what few pieces of, you know, paper mail still come in and distribute that if they're not considered a threat. They are considered a threat. Then you're going to probably have to send them out for the safety of the workplace.
Hmm.
Then becomes the question of whether you have enough to take administrative action against them.
Which would remove them from the job or put them on this administrative leave?
Yeah.
To remove them from the job, okay. Perhaps.
But it takes a while to get that done, doesn't it?
It does. By law, let's say you give someone a proposed removal. By law, that cannot take effect earlier than 30 days.
Wow.
From the time the person receives the notice. They get a 20-day opportunity to respond. They can ask for an extension. They can get an attorney. And that's if the agency has the facts.
But and people who get in this paperclip duty, people who are like in this weird limbo where they're getting paid, they come to work, they collect their check, but they actually effectively do nothing. How long does that last?
That could last for months, like the earlier caller said, until the security clearance issue is finally adjudicated. And I have seen it done where the person, and there is a lot of pressure on people to keep people on paperclip duty, if at all possible, rather than send them home doing absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
And they may be doing something. They may be organizing the office Christmas party. You know, they may be stocking. Yeah, they may be stocking the snack bar or something like that.
Well, that's much. Well, all right, Ann. Yeah. Thanks for lending your personal
snacks in the workplace are important.
That is, it is. Although I don't know if you know that. I'm guessing that's a pretty good salary over there at the DOD.
Yeah,
all right, Dawn in Fairfax.
Hello, Dawn.
Fairfax.
Hi. Yeah, this actually happened to my brother-in-law, and he thought it was the greatest thing that ever happened to him. Mm. He felt he hit the jackpot. He, you know, he ridiculed the system. He said, "Oh, I'm instead of saying I'm getting my paycheck, I'm getting my lottery winnings." He was totally happy with the situation to sit around chilling, doing whatever he wanted, phoning his friends, and getting a lot of money for it.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, we all have brother-in-laws like that, Dawn. We all bear that burden. But, you know, we taxpayers are bearing the burden on all of them.
That's right. It's now 7:51.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
It's time. The time when players become legends. When moments last forever. The Stanley Cup Playoffs on NBC, NBCSN, CNBC, and USA. Don't miss a moment.
When was the last time you felt free? It's time to uncover that feeling again. With the compassion and strength of a name, most accepted by top doctors and specialists, and the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states, giving you the freedom to love, to dream, to dance like no one is watching. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815. All right, let's see how your money's doing. Courtney Reagan is standing by at the news desk of CNBC.
Stocks may fall this morning because overnight, Japan said it would not do more to help its economy. Investors are taking a dim view of that. Drug maker Abbott Labs is buying medical device maker St. Jude Medical for $25 billion. The deal adds more heart and neurological devices to Abbott's lineup. French drug maker Sanofi is offering more than $9 billion to buy Medivation. That's a U.S.-based cancer drug maker. And Ford reports that profits more than doubled to $2.5 billion last quarter. The big drivers? the F-150 pickup, and the Ford Explorer. Sony lost less money because it sold more PlayStation machines and more video games. And CNBC's parent Comcast is tripling data limits for broadband customers to 1 terabyte or 1,000 gigabytes. That will allow customers to download 60,000 high-res photos, stream 700 hours of high-def video, and play 12,000 hours of online games every month. I'm Courtney Reagan, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Let's talk about Zero Res. That's the company I use to have my carpets deep cleaned, left looking brand new and smelling fresh. And they also clean hardwood and laminate floors as well as upholstery, tile, and grout. Listen, Zero Res, they know the right way to clean with all green, non-toxic products. It's safe for you, your kids. Doesn't leave behind that residue. Your carpets, hardwoods, and laminate floors and upholstery or tile, they'll stay cleaner longer, and they'll look brand new again when your friends come over. But by the way, I want to clear something up here. You know, Zero Res, when they come to your home, they don't like tap into your sink or something or get water out of your bathtub. No, they bring all their water. You don't have to provide any water source. Everything is self-contained on their trucks, and after your cleanup is done, the wastewater ends up back on their truck. They dispose of it, and the dry times are a matter of hours rather than days compared to their competition. Listen, right now, because you're a WMAL listener, you get a great deal. The biggest sale of the year, 20% off any Zero Res cleaning. 20% off. Minimums apply. Book them now. 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com. Spell it forward. Spell it backwards. It's still the same. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
It is 7:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66. We've been struggling a bit here with this crash. Eastbound 66 as you come out of Gainesville toward Manassas. Again, everything confined to the shoulder. Just pushed the ambulance and fire truck pull away, so all lanes have been reopened. Beyond, still through Centerville, Fair Lakes, and Fair Oaks, you don't have the heavy morning commute. Leaving the Greenway and onto the toll road and toward Herndon and Reston, you're going to have those stop-and-go delays. 66 were bunched up through Falls Church. 95 in Stafford, crash to the shoulder. Beyond, northbound 95 in Triangle, accident still blocking the left lane. Maryland Beltway in delays as you pass 50, the John Hanson Highway heading into Greenbelt and get into Silver Spring. Traffic update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. You know, in minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software and clean out that junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wetter as the morning goes on with showers and occasional rain rolling in, and it looks like it'll be a fairly damp mid to late morning into the afternoon with occasional rainfall, maybe a quarter of an inch. Temperatures only in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 66 degrees. It is now 7:57.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Lacombe Design. Springtime is here, and you know what that means. Baseball is back. The grills come out and the burgers go on. Wrong! It means it's roofing season. More people replace their roofs in spring than any other time. Think about it. If the cold winter didn't finish off your roof, then maybe the rainy days ahead will. Now is the time. Having a successful spring is imperative to making 2016 another huge year for New Lacombe Design. If we don't have a strong spring, our whole year can fall flat on its face. To make certain that doesn't happen, I'm offering discounts on roofing. 30, 40, even 50% off your entire project. New Look is challenging the notion that you get what you pay for. Premium products, premium service, for less money. That's our philosophy. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Get more, pay less.
Peter Max, meet
how
world
well
renowned
you know your doctor's medical record?
It's like a big secret.
Seven on Your Side I-Team investigator Josie Sturman reveals why so many malpractice suits remain hidden from you.
How many deaths do you think it should take before the board takes action?
Find out who's blocking you from the truth.
You put your life in that doctor's hand.
And why some doctors aren't disciplined if they get sued. Do no harm. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
Do you know what a REIA is? It's a real estate investor association, and it's where smart people go to obtain wholesale houses, obtain no money, no credit financing, meet local buyers, sellers, and investing partners, and receive local market intelligence and training. Don't buy houses retail. That's ridiculous. And please don't waste your time and money going to a get-rich-quick seminar from a traveling pitchman. Come network with local Virginia and D.C. area real estate investors that are just getting started or taking it to the next level. Come join the hottest real estate investor network in the metropolitan area. We meet on Wednesday, May 4th at 6 p.m. at the Greenbelt Marriott on Ivy Lane, and Thursday, May 5th at 6 p.m. at the Tyson's Corner Marriott on Leesburg Pike. And you can register to attend for free by calling 800-517-0053. This month's topic, how to get all the money you need for real estate deals. Call 800-517-0053. Write it down. That's 800-517-0053. Call now. Brought to you by the Northern Virginia and D.C. Real Estate Networking Clubs.
Peter Max, meet world-renowned artist Peter Max, Saturday, April the 30th at two Wentworth Gallery locations, from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Wentworth Gallery at Montgomery Mall in Bethesda, Maryland, and from 6 to 9 p.m. at Wentworth Gallery at Tyson's Galleria in McLean, Virginia. Meet Peter Max. For more information, call Wentworth Gallery or visit wentworthgallery.com. Peter Max, this Saturday, April the 30th at two Wentworth Gallery locations, Montgomery Mall in Bethesda and Tyson's Galleria in McLean.
Coming up on WMAL.
Jake Tapper of CNN will give us his take on a very busy political week we've had so far.
How did Donald do in his big foreign policy speech yesterday? We'll talk to Dr. Waleed Faris. It's all coming up after the news, 8 o'clock in the nation's capital.
WMAL.